Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. Last week, we explored the power of changing our schedule with intention. I shared how reassessing daily activities and using meaningful deadlines can increase momentum. When structure and flexibility work together, your schedule becomes more than a checklist. It becomes a tool for confidence, creativity, productivity, and long-term planning. Since making those shifts, I have experienced less stress and feel more in tune with daily life. This week, we're taking the next step. We need to manage our time well in order to manage our energy well. So today's focus is energy management. We're learning how to build renewal into our daily lives so we can sustain our efforts and experience greater fulfillment each day. We'll cover three key ideas: why energy is finite and must be managed wisely, why sleep is the foundation of cognitive performance, and why we're designed to work in rhythms, not marathons. Before we talk about sleep or productivity cycles, we need to start with a foundational truth. Our energy is not unlimited. No matter how driven or disciplined we are, we all have limits. So let's begin with this first principle. Energy is finite, and we must manage it like a bank account. Energy is a limited resource. We wake up each day with a certain capacity, mental, physical, and emotional. And how we use it determines the quality of our work and our lives. The problem is that most of us treat energy as if it replenishes automatically. It doesn't. Many of us live linear lives. We start the morning already checking messages, solving problems, and making decisions. We move from one responsibility to the next, progressively burning down our energy reservoirs throughout the day. By late afternoon, focus declines, patience shortens, creativity fades, yet we push through, believing endurance equals productivity. A better way to understand this is through a bank account. Every demand placed on you is a withdrawal. Meetings, decisions, workouts, conversations, deadlines. If you continuously withdraw without making deposits, your balance eventually hits zero. At some point, you go bankrupt. That bankruptcy might look like burnout, chronic fatigue, irritability, or disengagement. High performance requires rhythm. We are designed to move between spending and renewing energy. Renewal can be simple. 5 minutes of deep breathing, a short walk, stepping away from screens, hydration, meaningful connection, prayer, stretching, or quiet reflection, even exercise, if it is restorative. These are deposits. They restore clarity and resilience. When we intentionally alternate between output and recovery, we protect our capacity. We sustain performance instead of spiking and crashing. We create space for better decisions, higher quality work, and greater fulfillment. Energy management is not about doing less. It is about doing what matters most with strength, clarity, and intention. When you begin to treat your energy like a bank account, guarding it, investing it, and replenishing it, you shift from survival mode to sustainable growth. We can influence the way we manage our energy. Carefully, we can get more done in less time, at a higher level of quality, in a more sustainable way when we recognize that energy is finite and begin making intentional deposits throughout the day. We protect our capacity and extend our effectiveness. But there is one deposit that outweighs them all. Before we talk about productivity strategies or daily rhythms, we need to address the foundation of renewal. That foundation is sleep. Let's explore why sleep is that cornerstone of cognitive performance and sustainable energy. Sleep is the foundation of cognitive performance. It's not a luxury. It is a biological requirement. While we often treat it as optional, science and lived experience tell a different story. When we sleep, the brain restores itself. Neural pathways reset. Memories consolidate. Hormones regulating stress and appetite rebalance. The body repairs tissue. The mind clears metabolic waste that builds up throughout the day. We sometimes believe trading an hour of sleep will give us an extra hour of productivity. In reality, it costs us far more. Even small amounts of sleep deprivation reduce attention, slow reaction time, weaken decision-making, and impair emotional regulation. The decline is subtle at first, but cumulative over days and weeks. We may feel functional, yet our performance is compromised. Most adults require 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night to function optimally. A very small percentage of the population can thrive on less, but that is rare. For the majority of us, consistently short sleep places strain on cognitive capacity and long-term health. We become less efficient, more reactive, and more prone to mistakes. If energy is a bank account, sleep is the largest nightly deposit we can make. It restores not only physical stamina, but clarity, creativity, and resilience. When sleep is protected, focus sharpens, patience increases, complex thinking improves, we work faster and with greater accuracy. Building renewal into daily life begins the night before. A consistent sleep schedule, reduced screen exposure before bed, and a calming pre-sleep routine are practical ways to safeguard this foundation. When we prioritize sleep, we do not lose time. We multiply the quality of the time we are awake. Key scientific findings reinforce this truth. Sleep is more important than food in the short term. We could go for a week without eating and primarily lose weight. Give up sleep for just a couple of days and we become completely dysfunctional. When we trade an hour of sleep, believing it will give us one more productivity hour, we misunderstand how performance works. Even small amounts of sleep deprivation significantly reduce cognitive capacity. It is false to believe we can perform adequately with very little sleep. And even when we are well rested, there is another principle that shapes performance. Our bodies are not designed for nonstop output. Let's explore why we are meant to work in rhythms, not marathons. Even when we are well rested, we are not designed for continuous peak performance. Our bodies follow ultra-radian rhythms, natural 90-minute cycles at the end of which we reach the limits of our capacity to work at the highest level. Within each cycle, energy rises, focus sharpens, and productivity increases. Then it declines. This pattern is not a weakness. It is physiology. The challenge is that many of us ignore these rhythms. We push through fatigue, override mental fog, and rely on caffeine or urgency to extend output. Over time, this creates diminishing returns. The quality of thinking drops, mistakes increase, tasks take longer. What feels like discipline is often depletion. Higher performers understand the value of sprint and recovery. Instead of working for 4 or 5 hours without pause, they work with intensity for a focused block of time, often 60 to 90 minutes, then step away briefly to renew. That renewal does not need to be long. 5 to 15 minutes of walking, stretching, breathing, hydration, or quiet reflection can reset the nervous system and restore clarity. When we respect ultra-radian rhythms, we align effort with biology. We stop forcing energy and start cycling it. The result is more consistent performance throughout the day. Focus remains sharper, emotional regulation improves, creativity thinking becomes more accessible. Working in rhythms does not mean doing less. It means structuring output intentionally. It means recognizing that renewal fuels productivity rather than interrupting it. When we move from marathon thinking to rhythmic performance, we protect our capacity and sustain excellence over time. When we begin managing energy like a bank account, protecting sleep as our foundation and honoring our natural rhythms, everything changes. Productivity becomes sustainable. Focus becomes sharper. Fulfillment becomes possible. Let's bring these principles together and highlight the key takeaways you can begin applying today. As you reflect on this episode, I encourage you to choose one action to focus on this week. Not all three, just one. Sustainable change begins with a single intentional step. First, you must decide to create a consistent sleep routine. Choose a set bedtime and wake time. Power down screens 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Dim the lights. Read, stretch, pray, journal, or practice slow breathing. Protect those 7 to 8 hours as your primary nightly deposit. Notice what happens to your focus, patience, and clarity after even a few nights of consistent rest. Second, you could audit your current schedule through the lens of energy rather than time. Look at your calendar and ask, where am I making withdrawals without deposits? Are meetings stacked back to back? Are there moments for movement, hydration, or quiet thinking? Identify one place in your day to insert renewal. A short walk between tasks, 5 minutes of breathing before a difficult conversation, a real lunch break away from your desk. Small deposits prevent burnout. Third, you might experiment with a rhythmic work schedule. Choose one important task and give it a focused 60 to 90 minute block. Eliminate distractions, work with intensity, then deliberately step away for 10 minutes or more to rest, to reset. Observe the difference in output and mental stamina. You do not need to overhaul your entire life this week. Choose one pathway, sleep, schedule audit, or rhythmic work, and begin building renewal into your daily life. Next week, we will further this idea by learning how to build renewal into the day-to-day grind. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. And remember, every day can be a healthy day.